Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What Your Doctor May Not Tell You About Premenopause Balance, Your Hormones, and Your Life, from 30 to 50, is a health and wellness book aimed at women in the 30 to 50 age range who are experiencing symptoms often associated with hormone fluctuation before menopause. Written by John R. Lee, MD, with Jesse Hanley, MD, and Virginia Hopkins, it presents premenopause as a distinct hormonal transition rather than a vague or inevitable stage of discomfort. The book's purpose is to explain how estrogen dominance and progesterone deficiency may contribute to symptoms such as mood swings, fatigue, weight gain, breast tenderness, migraines, irregular cycles, and memory issues. It then argues for a more individualized, natural approach centered on hormone assessment, lifestyle changes, and the careful use of natural progesterone rather than conventional one-size-fits-all hormone replacement. As a popular medical self-help title, it combines explanatory physiology with practical advice for readers seeking alternatives to standard treatments. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, premenopause as a hormonal phase distinct from menopause. A central contribution of the book is its framing of premenopause as a real and meaningful stage of women's health, not merely a vague label for getting older. Dr. Lee argues that many women in their 30s and 40s experience a recognizable pattern of symptoms before menopause, and that these symptoms often reflect changing hormone balance rather than isolated problems. This matters because it shifts the reader away from symptom-by-symptom treatment and toward a broader explanation of why multiple complaints can appear at the same time. The book links mood changes, irregular cycles, fatigue, breast tenderness, weight gain, and headaches to a shared hormonal context. That framing gives coherence to experiences that are often dismissed as stress, aging, or unrelated issues. It also positions premenopause as something that can be understood and managed, rather than endured passively. The practical value of this approach is that readers are encouraged to recognize patterns early and seek evaluation before symptoms escalate or are mislabeled. In that sense, the book is as much about diagnostic reframing as it is about treatment. Secondly, estrogen dominance and progesterone deficiency as the book's core explanation. The book is built around the idea that many premenopausal symptoms come from estrogen dominance, especially when progesterone levels fall. This is the book's most distinctive explanatory framework and the one that organizes most of its treatment advice. Rather than treating estrogen as the only important hormone, Dr. Lee emphasizes the balance between estrogen and progesterone, arguing that a relative lack of progesterone can allow estrogen's effects to become more disruptive. That model helps the book explain why women may feel symptomatic, even when hormone levels are not obviously abnormal in a conventional sense. It also allows the author to connect diverse complaints, including heavy or irregular periods, fibroids, migraines, and emotional volatility, to one underlying hormonal imbalance. The strength of this framework is its simplicity. It gives readers a way to understand recurring symptoms without assuming they are unrelated. At the same time, the book's emphasis is strongly one-sided toward progesterone as the corrective hormone, so its usefulness depends on the reader accepting the underlying model. Still, within the book's own logic, hormone balance is the key to restoring function rather than suppressing symptoms. Thirdly, natural progesterone as the preferred treatment strategy. One of the book's main practical messages is that natural progesterone, used correctly, can help restore hormonal balance more safely than conventional hormone replacement approaches. Dr. Lee distinguishes natural progesterone from synthetic progestins and argues that the body responds more favorably to the natural form because it more closely matches endogenous hormone chemistry. The book presents progesterone not as a cure-all, but as a targeted way to counter symptoms linked to estrogen dominance. It also stresses that use matters. Progesterone should be applied in a way that mimics the body's own cycle, rather than being used casually or inconsistently. This emphasis on proper timing and dosing is important, because the book does not treat hormone cream as a generic supplement. It is part of a broader philosophy of physiologic replacement, meaning the goal is to restore patterns closer to those of a healthy reproductive system. For readers, this section is significant because it moves the book beyond theory into a concrete intervention. Whether or not one accepts every claim, the book clearly argues that treatment should be aligned with biology rather than with broad pharmaceutical substitution. Fourthly, testing, diet, exercise, and stress reduction as part of hormone correction. The book does not present hormone balancing as a single product solution. Instead, it promotes a broader lifestyle approach that includes salivary hormone testing, dietary improvements, moderate exercise, and stress reduction. The testing component is meant to personalize treatment by measuring hormones such as estrogen, progesterone, cortisol, and testosterone, which reflects the book's belief that symptoms should be matched to an individual's endocrine profile. The lifestyle advice reinforces this by suggesting that hormone health is affected by daily habits, not just by medication or cream. Recommendations such as eating organic vegetables and fruits, choosing hormone-free meats, and including whole grains show the book's interest in reducing environmental and dietary exposures that may aggravate imbalance. Stress management is treated as medically relevant rather than merely supportive, with practices like yoga and meditation presented as part of restoring balance. This makes the book more holistic than a narrow treatment guide. Its logic is that hormone correction works best when the body is supported on multiple fronts, not when symptoms are isolated from the larger metabolic and emotional context. Lastly, critique of standard HRT and the emphasis on avoiding synthetic hormones. Another defining theme of the book is its strong skepticism toward conventional hormone replacement therapy, especially synthetic hormones and progestins. Dr. Lee argues that mainstream approaches often suppress symptoms without addressing the underlying imbalance, and he links some conventional therapies to serious long-term risks. The book's criticism is not simply ideological. It is used to justify a different model of care based on natural hormones and physiologic dosing. It also extends beyond medication to include concern about environmental xenoestrogens from plastics, pesticides, solvents, and hormone-treated foods, which the book treats as contributors to hormonal disruption. This broadens the issue from clinical treatment to everyday exposure. For readers, the significance is that the book poses a full rethink of what causes hormone problems and how medicine should respond. It asks women to question both the medications they are offered and the environmental factors that may be affecting them. Even readers who disagree with some of the book's stronger claims can still see why it was influential. It gave many women a language for understanding their symptoms outside the conventional HRT framework. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for women in their 30s through 50s who are dealing with symptoms they suspect are hormonal, especially if they want a framework that goes beyond standard menopause discussions. It may also interest readers who are evaluating natural progesterone, hormone testing, or lifestyle-based approaches to reproductive health. Its practical benefit is that it helps readers connect a cluster of symptoms to a possible endocrine pattern rather than treating each complaint separately. Its intellectual value lies in its clear, if strongly argued, model of estrogen dominance and progesterone deficiency, which shaped later popular discussions of bioidentical hormones. What sets it apart from many books in the same category is its combination of symptom recognition, hormone balancing theory, and concrete guidance on how to use progesterone and reduce environmental exposures. It is not a neutral survey of all medical opinions, but that is also part of its identity. It presents a coherent alternative to conventional treatment and explains that alternative in accessible terms. Readers approaching it critically, and preferably with medical context, will find it a notable example of early popular hormone health writing. If you would like to support John R. Lee, MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.